are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Evening, family, and welcome to The Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And you, my friends, have entered The Power Zone with DU. Welcome all. If you are joining us for the very first time, we appreciate you. We're so glad that you're joining us on this evening. And if you are a returning listener, well, we appreciate you just the same. We want you to kick back, grab a pen and paper, because we're going to be giving nuggets of advancement on this evening. And this show is dedicated to the Making of Moguls, our entrepreneurial conference scheduled to be held on April the 1st of 2017 at the Harvest Room in Jamaica, New York. Now, when you kick back and you have that pen and paper and you have your phones handy, we want you to do a couple of extra things. We want you to get on and let your social media networks know that the Power Zone with DU is the place to be. I want you to tweet it out, LinkedIn it out, Facebook it out, Instagram it out. So everybody, the Power Zone with DU is the place to be Wednesday evening, and to check out archives that will help them elevate to their highest level of potential personally and professionally. That said, family, we're going to go out on a small break. And when we return, I will speak to our subject of this evening and our upcoming happenings for Darlene's Utopia. We'll be back after this break, family. Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com. Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And you, my friends, have entered the Power Zone with DU. Now, when we left on a break, I was sharing information as it relates to the Making of Moguls, our third annual entrepreneurial conference, scheduled to be held at the Harvest Room in Jamaica, New York on April the 1st of 2017. If you are interested in more information, log on expeditiously to Darlene's Utopia. There you will get information and the registration if you are attending as a participant or if you're interested in vending or sponsorship. We still have vending opportunities. They are limited, but we still have vending opportunities. So again, if you're further interested, please log on and state your inquiries so we can ensure that you are in partnership with us for the Making of Moguls. Now, As we're speaking of partnerships, we here at Darlene's Utopia would like to share information of our upcoming collaboration with the Triborough Football League. The Triborough Football League is a semi-pro organization that's embodied of approximately 10 leagues. Now, this league is doing something very interesting off of the field. We will be facilitating. I, Darlene A. Anderson, will be facilitating and hosting their very first meet and greet, which will entail professional and personal development for all of their players throughout their teams in the greater New York and Connecticut. I am really excited about this. We're going to be doing great things for the players as it relates to credit repair, health insurance, linkage to jobs, providing assistance with personal barriers that are limiting mobility. It's a great opportunity to come out and really meet the players of this team. If you're interested in joining a team and playing, if you need the information, it is open to the public, so you don't have to be an athlete to come out. We invite you to come out on March the 4th of 2017, and it is going to be held at Fusion East Restaurant in East New York, Brooklyn. I've been speaking a lot about Fusion. The food is awesome, the decor is great, and they're always open to service the community. So to learn more about this upcoming professional meet and greet, check out Triborough Football League via their Facebook page. On that note, family, we're going to go out on another break, and when we return, I will speak to the subject matter on this evening, entrepreneurship and the elements that go along with it. We'll be back after this break, family. Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you've tried, no matter how often you've tried, you can't win for always losing? Marriage, relationships, children, family, finances, work, the list goes on and on. You can't seem to ever get it right and are often left with that lingering feeling of doubt, wondering, why should I even attempt any further? If you have experienced these feelings, this book is for you. Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost, delivers transparency, resilience, strength, and practical measures that will encourage you to stay in the ring and fight for a few more rounds. You will feel rejuvenated and encouraged to continue as you affirm your winning moments are a breath away. As you read this book and reflect on your challenges in life, it is my hope that you will begin to incorporate the principles of winning into your daily regimen. You may feel beaten thus far. However, know from this moment forward, you are a winner. Say it, see it, believe it, be it. Order your copy of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost at DarlenesUtopia.com. Family, and welcome back to the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Ms. Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And we are discussing entrepreneurship. Now, I thought it was fitting on this evening just for us to give a general definition of an entrepreneur. A universal definition is someone who starts a business in a new or not yet fully explored area and is willing to take a considerable personal risk to push his endeavor through to a success. How many of us can relate to that? How many of us are raising both hands? I know I definitely am. Do you see me? I'm raising both hands right now. I speak to this in my book, Not Without a Fight, that starting entrepreneurship was one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do in my life. And many times I felt like really just giving up financially. It was a great hardship. I didn't know if it was what I should be doing. It was something that I felt in my spirit that I had to push through and perform. Even when everything around me said no, I still wanted yes. And with that yes, it came with empty pockets for some time. For some time, there wasn't dollars to push the vision, so to speak. They say that it takes approximately 5 years before you will yield back what you've put out. And even then, it's not to the magnitude of everything that you've put in throughout those 5 years. But after the 5 years is when it will grow and you will start to see increased profit. And I'm sure many of you can relate to that. That said, that burning desire to just keep going, I know you guys can relate to that. It's more than just what being an entrepreneur is on paper. It's a character, it's an essence, it's a way of life. It's your very, very all, so to speak. And in that, there are elements, as I stated before the break, there are elements to entrepreneurship that I want to speak to on this evening. What is it to be an entrepreneur? How do you make a mogul? You don't really make a mogul. You can't create what's already been created, but you enhance what's already there. You enhance it through ongoing development. And that's actually what the making of moguls is all about. It's really taking what you already have and helping you to become greater. So I want to really speak to some of the common characteristics of entrepreneurship. And maybe you all can relate to this. And if it's something that you haven't thought about, maybe you can consider some of these things as it relates to helping you along your journey. This is a great article, actually, from The Entrepreneur Online. And we have this on our radio page if you want to log on to it and explore it further. It says, like any activity you pursue, there are certain musts that are required to be successful in a chosen activity. To legally operate a vehicle on public roadways, one must have a driver's license. To excel in sports, one must train and practice. To retire comfortably, one must become an informed investor and actively invest for retirement. If your goal is success in business, then the formula is no different. There are certain musts that have to be fully developed, implemented, and managed for your business to succeed. There are many business musts, but this article contains, I believe, to be some of the more important musts that are required to start, operate, and grow a profitable home-based business. You guys like that? Oh, that is awesome. I read this and I got excited. I said I have to share this with the Power Zone. So we're going to dive into some of these characteristics. There are 25. I'm not sure if we'll go through the whole 25 intensively. But again, you can log on and check it out for yourself. So let's start with do what you enjoy. I love to talk. Many of you know that already. My family will tell you I'm a talker. My mama said I came out smiling. I love to talk. I love people. I love to smile. I'm just about people. I'm a people's person. So when you love people, it comes naturally to interact, to socialize, engage, whatever synonym you want to give to it, to network accordingly. It comes natural to you. It's like a second nature next to breathing. That said, there are some of you where talking may not be your thing. Maybe you like numbers. Maybe you like to draw. Maybe you like clothing. Whatever it is, it just comes natural to you. You do what you enjoy doing. Do not compromise that for anything. The money may not be there right away, but it will come in time. So doing what you enjoy as an entrepreneur will definitely yield the results that you want in due time. Take what you do seriously. That's the second one. Take what you do seriously. Number three is plan for everything. Number 4 is manage money wisely. And number 5 is ask for the sale. Now, we here at the Power Zone with DU said we will go through these in sets of 5 and just reference maybe 1 or 2 within that set. If I were to reference another one of extreme importance for me, it would be plan everything. Planning is required. If you do not plan, then you will plan to fail. We've all heard that saying, and it rings true. I will take it a step further and say your business plan should be that of goals that you have already established for your personal or professional life. I.e., if you have a personal plan to increase your income within a year, and that's going to be through entrepreneurship, then that's your goal, but your task should entail writing a business plan. And it should be a short-term plan. We all get caught up in, I don't want to write the plan. And it comes from 1 month to 3 months to 6 months to a year. You're still considering writing this business plan. Write the business plan. Do it within the first quarter of the year or the quarter that you're in. Do not let it exceed that quarter without having a complete plan. So business plans are extremely important. The next 5, remember, it's all about the customer. Become a shameless self-promoter. Project a positive business image. Get to know your customer. And level the playing field with technology. Of these 5, I love project a positive business image. Project a positive business image. You have to remember a couple of things. You are the first representation of your business. So how you imagine yourself as a CEO, as a shot caller, as whatever it is that you call yourself. Someone told me the other day, they was like, you're a shot caller. I said, what does that mean? It just means I have more responsibilities. That's what that means. But you want to project that image in the future. Presently, your company has to project that same image. If you are building an empire, then your empire starts today, even if it is at your kitchen table. So they give some great nuggets to consider as it relates to creativity and detail for your business, but be the business that you want to be in 10 years today. And I'll give you a small little nugget that helps change everything. And I do this a lot to this very day, and I have to go back and catch myself and change it. Stop saying I will do such and such. I will provide this service. I will send you this quote. It's always we. We will, or our company. We will, or our company. That's if you have one staff versus many. Change it from I to we and our. And that is a small step you can take to projecting the image that you want tomorrow. You got that, family? All right. We're going to go out on a small break. And when we return, we're going to speak to the next set. And we're going to also reference the making of moguls and how some of these characteristics that we're sharing on today can be discussed in further detail at the Making of Moguls, our entrepreneurs conference, scheduled to be held on April the 1st of 2017 at the Harvest Room in Jamaica, New York. We'll be back after this break, family.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have
have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of everyday Christmas. You're trapped in your wish list. I'd probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, let me have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travis Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'll probably visit with Katrina here. I'm sure I do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I'ma have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Basketball with the president, dunking on his delegates. Then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million, the air just for the heck of it. But keep the fives, 20 tens, and bins completely separate. Yeah, I be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire, so freaking bad.
So bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shining lights. Be a billionaire, so freaking bad.
Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And we are discussing the common characteristics of an entrepreneur via an amazing article online, The Entrepreneur. If you are interested in learning more about this article and reading it for yourself and really diving into these nuggets, please log on to our blog radio page where the link is there for you to further explore this article. Now, let's dive into number 11. We are giving them to you in sets of five and referencing maybe one or two within each set. Number 11 is build a top-notch business team. Number 12, become known as an expert. Number 13, create a competitive advantage. Number 14, invest in yourself. And number 15, be accessible. There's so many of these that I want to say I really think is of importance, but I will say that of them all, investing in yourself is one of the more important things that I take into consideration for myself. You have to invest in yourself. You have to be able to get resources that will help you professionally to develop in your craft. And that can be books, magazines, reports, as the article says, newsletters, conferences. I will even say investing in a mentor. There are so many different ways. Online resources, if you have no money, there's a slew of resources online. I'll tell you, when I was elected to serve as the president and CEO of a community-based organization, a nonprofit, the first thing that I decided to do was go and see how other New York City nonprofits, how their presidents, how their CEOs handle things. And to my surprise, there is a YouTube site, and I'll share this with you guys, where they interview all CEOs of nonprofits in New York City. That's an investment for me. I am investing my time. I'm sitting down investing my time in this so I can learn how to be a better CEO, how to be a better servant to my community from learning from people that are doing this already. And these are not just, you know, your community-based organizations that are just starting out, and not to say that there's anything wrong with that, but it's not like they're doing one event a year or just having maybe a bake sale or a gala or an athletic tournament. These are CEOs that are running multi-million dollar companies. And this is one way how I invest in myself. If I can't touch these people or get out for these conferences, then they're at my fingertips on my phone or on my computer. So that's a way that I invest in myself. There are different ways that you can invest. Workshops, phone conferences. You have to invest in yourself if you are going to be at the top of your game. Number 16, build a rock solid reputation. Number 17, sell benefits. Number 18, get involved. Number 19, grab attention. And number 20, master the art of negotiation. And of these five, I would say it's master the art of negotiation. So that is always win-win. It can't just be about you. You can't just think about putting money in your pockets and not think about your investor, your partner, your sponsor. And there are a lot of resources similar to investing in yourself, a lot of resources that really speak to that reciprocity, that win-win relationship. When you have that in mind, that's the very first step to negotiation and being a master of it. So consider win-win all of the time. Number 21, design your workspace for success. 22, get and stay organized. 23, take time off. 24, limit the number of hats you wear. And 25, follow up consistently. Of these final five, I would have to say, limit the number of hats you wear. The best way to do that, and I'll go back, is in your planning. When you plan, you actually put strategies in place of delegation. You put strategies in place of execution that is not just at your own time and task. You need people that are going to represent you, that are going to be able to provide services, and it still speaks to your company overall. That can be through partners, that can be through staff, that can be through interns, that could even be in setting up different systems online. And I love when Lisa Nichols says, because when you're sleeping, you're still making money. There are different ways in which you can do that, but you have to learn that you will need to limit the hats that you wear and delegate or program accordingly. And there are different ways in which you can do that. If you're interested, don't hesitate to inquire at Darlene's Utopia, because we do provide services as it relates to personal and professional goal planning, and that is inclusive of delegation. Now, we've ran through the whole 25. How are you guys feeling? Are you excited? Do you feel like you want to reference these things further? I want you to. I really want you to take the time and explore this article in its entirety. I love that they put down it's a 16-minute read. Although we've spent more time on the Power Zone, it's a really quick read in which you can just breeze through, take your notes, and reference accordingly when needed. There may be some things that are new to you, or there may be some things that you already knew, just there are some hints or some nuggets, so to speak, to help you further along the way. Now, what does this all have to do with the making of moguls? Well, I will tell you. At the making of moguls, We have individuals there that are going to help you. They're going to talk about how you can increase your revenue through the latest technology. They're going to speak to you about when you go to express who you are and what you're passionate about, how to publicly speak, and when you open up your mouth, people know what you mean, what you're looking for, and you're going to attract the audience that's going to help you yield the revenue that you want. We're going to speak to where you can look to get that staff so you're not wearing so many hats. We're going to speak to the best ways in which you can follow up with leads or follow up with regular clients. I love Toni Coleman Brown because it's not for her just in the follow-up of new people. Toni Coleman Brown, who we've had on the show a number of times, will tell you, you have to go back to those clients. And they actually reference this in the article that I read on this evening. They tell you, you can go back to those same clients and make money over and over and over again. Just like hairstylists do, barbershops do, you go to your favorite store over and over again. You are a business entity, and it doesn't mean that it is something where it's just a one-day sale. Keep that in mind. That said, register to attend the Making of Moguls, April the 1st of 2017, where you can learn a little bit more as it relates to nuggets of entrepreneurship and advancement. Family, this has been a pleasure. I've had an amazing time. It's always great to be out here with you all. If you are interested in being a guest on the Power Zone with DU, we want you to state your inquiry at darlenesutopia.com, and we will follow up with you accordingly to make that request a reality. We also want you to explore Utopia Network, Inc., our affiliate organization that are providing services throughout the greater New York as it relates to assisting disadvantaged populations with areas of advancement. On that note, family, I wish you all until we meet again next week on the Power Zone with DU. Be well. This is Darlene A. Anderson signing off. The content of the Power Zone with DU, a component of Darlene's Utopia, is intended for general information purposes only. The views expressed by the show's hosts and their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from the Power Zone with DU or Darlene's Utopia. Personal perspectives expressed by the producer, writers, editors, hosts, and guests will always be presented as such. We encourage you to seek professional advice for any problem in which you may have. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Darlene's Utopia or the Power Zone with DU.